This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. An exceedingly great day it is. It is the 19th anniversary of September 11th, which for those of us who are old enough to actually remember that day, and 19 years on, there are people in their mid-20s now. I don't think my younger children, actually I don't think any of my children have any specific memories of September 11th. For those of us who do remember, it is literally one of those days you cannot put out of your mind. Nor should you, because it provides such an important perspective, which we will be talking about. It's also worthwhile to get a perspective on various conspiracy theories, because there's all kinds of news items today about conspiracy theories, not only involving September 11th, of course, it's been there from the very beginning, but also involving QAnon, involving involvement by the extreme left, or is it really the extreme right in these terrible, terrible wildfires in Oregon and Washington and particularly in California? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be speaking to the author of a very influential column from 4 years ago, the Flight 93 election. That's what Michael Anton called the election of 2016. And now he's arguing in a new book that we have another Flight 93 election where we could be looking at crashing and burning. And concerning Flight 93, President Trump spoke well in Pennsylvania today. Joe Biden was also in Pennsylvania visiting the site where Flight 93, the flight that was brought down by the heroic actions of some of the passengers, that site was commemorated today by the president and the former vice president, who you may have heard is running for president. We'll talk a little bit later in the show about some 9/11 movies. Are there any that are worth seeing? Actually, yeah. And what about two big new movies that have come out? One about falling in love with a videotape. It's set in 1990 in Denver, Colorado. It's about loneliness, really, and desperation of lonely, uncoupled people. The movie is called Rent-A-Pal. We'll review that, and we'll review the new movie, I Am Woman, which is a very glossy, slick film biography of Helen Reddy, who sang that feminist anthem. But first up, a word about September 11th. And in some ways, it is appropriate to commemorate this day the way that President Trump has commemorated it, announcing yet another peace deal. Now, this is the third in a row, and it's really, really good news, and it should reassure everybody. And the fact that it is a peace deal with Bahrain, a very conservative, very wealthy Gulf Emirate, really. It's not part of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, but this means that it is possible that Qatar, maybe even Saudi Arabia, would be next. There are dominoes falling in the Middle East in a good way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact the president announced that he has made a deal involving Bahrain and Israel, recognizing one another, declaring peace between one another, and this going along with the United Arab Emirates having done so, and with Egypt and Jordan having done so. This is a tectonic shift. And the other day, there were some people who were having fun over the idea that a member of the Norwegian parliament had actually nominated President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. They will announce all of that after he has either been reelected to a second term or left the presidency. It'll be next year, next October. But the truth of the matter is, it's not a joke anymore. I mean, this is a manifestly and undoubtedly good thing, and we'll talk about it. And a lot of people think that the return of football, even though it was kind of a one-sided game last night, that the return of football is also an unmitigated good thing, despite the fact that the fans in Kansas City booed a call to unity. Were they really booing unity, or were they booing political correctness? I actually think the latter, and we will get to that. First of all, the President of the United States, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, today, said this about United Flight 93. Here is President Trump.
Today we pay tribute to their sacrifice, and we mourn deeply for the nearly 3,000 precious and beautiful souls who were taken from us on September 11th, 2001. To the family members of Flight 93, today every heartbeat in America is wedded to yours. Your pain and anguish is the shared grief of our whole nation. The memory of your treasured loved ones will inspire America for all time to come. The heroes of Flight 93 are an everlasting reminder that no matter the danger, no matter the threat, no matter the odds, America will always rise up, stand tall, and fight back.
That's President Trump today. Later, he is going to be presenting a Medal of Honor to a truly remarkable hero who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan and in Syria, rescuing hostages. I'm sure, will get to that as well. I am struck, as I always am, by the anniversary of September 11th. First of all, it's unbelievable. Next year at this time, when I hope the pandemic will be in our rearview mirror, we have the 20th anniversary, which is just stunning to think that so much time has passed. But I think it's worthwhile focusing at least a little bit on some of the changes since September 11th. And focusing on a couple of things about September 11th, which I think we can learn from for this moment in history we're facing now. First of all, the country really did come together. Did it come together permanently? No. I mean, there was very, very bitter controversy later when President Bush decided not in 2001 and not in 2002, but in 2003 to make war on Iraq. And that was a decision, by the way, that was supported by majorities of both Republicans and Democrats in the United States Senate. But the truth about this question is, for those of you who were there and remember the feeling of September 11th, one of the most common things that people talked about was that things would never be the same in America and that we would surely have other horrific terror attacks like September 11th that were coordinated that cost us literally thousands of casualties, that we would have other things. I know people were worried about attacks on shopping centers and schools and hospitals. And what's been remarkable is that the whole terror threat, the Islamo-Nazi terror threat, it's not that all of a sudden the Islamic world is a garden spot or that radicalism and extremism has been subdued. But there is no question at all, if you look at this historically, we have rolled the threat back. And if someone had said to you back in 2001, you know what, there's going to be a lot of blood, there's going to be a lot of treasure expended, but the American homeland is going to be safe from some kind of major military style concerted terror attack for 19 years. Would anyone have taken that bet? I don't I don't believe that the odds were in our favor. And yet, here we are. More on that and the new...
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, remembering that day 19 years ago, it wasn't a Friday, it was a Tuesday, as you recall, and I, it was one of those days where I came in to do my show and then stayed. We actually did a total of 9 hours on the air that day, trying to come to terms with what had happened. What was shocking was how quickly people were able to put together the nature of this outrageous crime. And this is before any of the, I really do believe, irresponsible and foolish conspiracy theories had started. There is one interview which I think it might be worth listening to for just a moment. And it's actually from CBS, and it's not from September 11th, it's from 10 days later. And 10 days later, they did an interview with a woman named Lisa Jefferson, who was an operator, who took the final call from United Flight 93, which both President Trump and Vice President Biden were celebrating today. And that final call was from a passenger named Todd Beamer. Todd was a married guy with two boys. They had a third child on the way. Here is Lisa Jefferson on September 21st, 2001.
When I took the call over, there was a soft-spoken, calm gentleman on the other end. He told me that there's three people that have taken over the flight. At that point, I asked him his name. He told me Todd Beamer. He was from Cranberry, New Jersey.
When he wanted to pray, was your sense then that he knew that...
Yes, I did. I felt that he knew at that time because he had said, "Oh, Jesus, help us." And then he said, "Lisa, would you recite the Lord's Prayer with me?" And I knew that he knew at that time that it wasn't much left for him to do.
What do you think that this country needs to know about the men and women who were on board Flight 93?
They're all heroes in my eyes. They really are. They all pitched together, and they did what they thought was the best thing to do at that time. And I feel that Todd played a great role in that, because when he told the guys, "Are you ready?" I assumed that they were waiting on his cue. Then they responded to him, and he said, "Okay, let's roll."
And that, of course, is the phrase that he was known for. The Flight 93, for those who don't recall, our best guess, no one knows for absolute certain, they were headed for the Capitol building. And there is some debate about whether or not the Americans on Flight 93 actually breached the cockpit, and whether or not they were struggling with the four hijackers in the cockpit. If not, they were ramming the cockpit with a cart to knock open the door. There's no way of knowing whether they had made that or not. And there's also controversy about where the bodies of the pilots were. The pilots were incapacitated. It is unclear whether they already were dead. They may have been. The monstrous evil of September 11th and the idea that the people who perpetrated that evil, you may remember there was a radical preacher, Islamic preacher in London, who had done a memorial service for the hijackers, calling them the Magnificent 19, because there were 19 of them on the various flights. And that idea that this was somehow what they did, honorable, heroic, worth supporting, there were demonstrations all over the world, including in U.S.'s purported allies like Pakistan, where people held up posters of Osama bin Laden, and there were pictures of him riding a white horse, holding a scimitar, a curved sword in the air. That whole idea that the cause of radical Islam, of rebuilding a caliphate, was the wave of the future, and it was unstoppable. And this was the direction we were going. The main reason for the whole war on terror was to stop that, to put an end to it. And no, we have not put an end to all terror, but do you hear a lot about Al-Qaeda right now? You hear a lot about ISIS right now? They're still there, still a danger. And yes, we have lost additional people even here in the United States from Islamo-Nazi terror. But one of the things that I think is worth appreciating is it's not just our military, though especially them. It's all the people in intelligence. It's all the people in counterterror, many of whom are operating in profound secrecy and need to. It is the amazing effort that has been put together. And yes, include the people in the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. I know a lot of people complain about waiting in those lines and going through that security check. It's important. It's worthwhile. It hasn't been the end of the American way of life. And the truth of the matter is, it's also our political leadership. And this is not partisan. It's not just the Bush administration. The Obama administration, with all its faults and all its foreign policy mistakes, and yes, I think the Iran nuclear deal was a big mistake. However, generally when it came to dealing with Islamo-Nazi terror, Barack Obama, and yes, Donald Trump as well, continued the same basic policy. It's a policy that's based on the notion, as President Trump articulated it today, Americans fight back. And in defending ourselves, and we have been primarily defending ourselves, we're defending the whole world. Because the terrorist attacks that occur now, that people are concerned about, are somebody with a knife, or with a car, or with a gun. And let us be protected from this massive and elaborate plot that claimed 3,000 people and two pretty magnificent buildings. Well, three if you count the Pentagon, where there are also more than 60 people who died. All of it, when you go back and you think about it, is so outrageously strange. And the fact that we have improved our sense of security, I don't think there are people who go to bed at night today worried about Islamo-Nazi terror with this crazy idea that you get rewarded in heaven, which becomes a big bordello in the sky with 72 virgins for your delight if you blow up other people into little bloody chunks of flesh. It's a disgusting, disgusting philosophy, which we have countered. And what about other conspiracy theories regarding vaccines? The truth about the vaccine situation from the American Council for Science and Health and Dr. Alex Barrazzo coming up.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing the normalization of diplomatic relations between Bahrain and Israel.
In the spirit of peace and cooperation, both leaders also agreed that Bahrain will fully normalize its diplomatic relations with Israel. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors, begin direct flights between their countries. This is a truly historic day.
In Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former Vice President Joe Biden admits to being stunned by the brave actions of passengers on United Flight 93.
It's one thing to react when you're in a situation where you're confronted with something and you have to act immediately. It's another thing to consciously know that what you're about to do is likely to cost you your life.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
On September 11th, one of the questions that I think you have to try to probe is why is it that Americans were able, at least for a couple of months, to really unite against the Al-Qaeda threat, the Islamo-Nazi terror threat, but we've never really been able to achieve anything like national unity when it comes to dealing with a pandemic, with an evil virus that, of course, has killed far more Americans than the grand total of terrorist victims, and by far more. To talk about that and to talk about people's fears and hopes about a COVID-19 vaccine, nobody better to consult than the American Council on Science and Health and our friend Dr. Alex Barrazzo, who's back from Europe. He is a PhD microbiologist. He is a science writer who specializes in debunking junk science. You have a terrific piece, I agree with every word of it, Alex, about a bad COVID vaccine would spawn more conspiracy theories. What would be so terrible about a bad COVID vaccine?
Well, thanks for having me on, Michael. And I'd like to say one of the nice things about being back in Seattle is the fresh air we have outside right now.
We'll talk about that conspiracy in a moment, but go ahead.
Well, it's really quite difficult to overstate the potential damage that an ineffective or unsafe COVID vaccine could inflict on confidence in public health. I mean, all you have to do is look at the anti-vaccine movement that already exists. There are people out there who believe that vaccines cause autism. They do not. That's been researched. It's not true. And yet this conspiracy goes on. There's another conspiracy that big pharma is not interested in curing people. They just want to make money. They're not interested in helping anyone. And of course, you know all the big government conspiracy theories. Well, this is this is one that involves everything, right? You've got Operation Warp Speed, which is the government's attempt to speed up a vaccine. And if we put out a vaccine that ends up killing somebody or ends up damaging or physically harming a bunch of kids, I don't even want to imagine the public health consequences of this, because I think it could set back the cause of public health by decades.
And you were heartened, I know this, because you write about it. You were heartened by the fact that a number of the big pharma companies have gotten together and said they're not going to rush anything to market. They're going to make sure it goes through all the proper trials to make sure that anything that comes out is safe and effective. What do you think the chances are of having something like that before the election?
Zero. It's just not going to happen. And I think that the pharmaceutical companies are smart. They know what sort of situation that they're in, and they know that if they put out a vaccine that harms somebody, it's going to that their stock price will fall. I mean, it's an existential threat. AstraZeneca, which is putting together one of the leading vaccines, it's working with Oxford University, just halted their clinical trials because one person had a very serious adverse reaction to the vaccine. Now, we don't know what it is. They haven't released any data, and it's normal for clinical trials to be paused if somebody gets sick. But this is why we do them. We do not fit vaccines in political timetables. We fit vaccines into biomedical timetables. And we do this research just in case, because if, let's just say 1 in 10,000 people have a very bad reaction. Well, if you give the vaccine to 300 million people, that's 30,000 sick people from the vaccine. So that's why we do the clinical trials. Very important to do it this way.
Okay, one of the things that you mention in your writing, and it's really very scary, is that according to one authoritative poll, 28% of Americans believe that Bill Gates wants to use the coronavirus vaccine to inject people with location tracking microchips. Why would anyone think that to be true?
Perhaps they think he's trying to sell more copies of Windows. I don't know. I was disturbed not just by the 28% of Americans who believe it, but the 32% who are not sure. Right? So you've got combined 60% of the American public that is open to this idea that the vaccine is simply a Trojan horse for Bill Gates to track people. I don't really understand why Americans seem so prone to believing in conspiracy theories. Now, this is your area of expertise. Is there something unique about Americans in particular being prone to conspiracy theories over other citizens of other nations?
Yes, it's part of our democratic heritage, and it goes back to very early on in the Republic's history. The first really successful third party we had was the anti-Masonic party that thought that Freemasons were... It actually won electoral votes in the election of 1832, believe it or not. But put that aside for a moment. The general conspiracies that are rattling around everywhere about the pandemic, that the pandemic is a hoax, that we have not actually been told the truth, there are very loud voices that are insisting that that's the case. Is the COVID-19 pandemic a hoax in any sense?
No, not in any sense. Just shy of 200,000 Americans have died from coronavirus. Now, one of the things that people are skeptical of is when the CDC came out, they said, well, 94% of those deaths involved people with underlying conditions. And so people who are skeptical of coronavirus will say, well, see, you guys are overcounting. Now, that's a tricky thing. Identifying the cause of death is not always straightforward. If somebody has cancer or cardiovascular disease and then they get hit by a virus, which one really caused the death? It's not always clear. It'd be like if you had a heart attack while you're driving down I-5 and then you slammed into a tree. Like, what killed you, the tree or the heart attack? It's not always easy to tell. All we know is that coronavirus has contributed to the deaths of about 200,000 people. So, no, this is not a hoax.
And your best guess about America getting back to normal a little bit?
You know, I think it's going to happen eventually because humans are humans. We are social creatures. We want to socialize. We want to go back out like you do to Sounders matches and restaurants. And, you know, people, we will go back to normal. We've done this before, right? We had the Spanish flu of 1918. Killed lots of people, and then we went back to normal. And so it will happen eventually. I simply don't buy it when people say, well, this is the new normal. Things will never go back to the way they were before. Nonsense. We will go back to things. It will just take some time.
How would you grade the United States response? I'm not now talking about just President Trump. But do we get an A, B, C compared to other countries around the world, our response to the coronavirus?
I think it depends on the region. I would give Washington State like maybe a B minus or something, because I see people walking around with masks and people are social distancing, and Washington State has more or less got the disease under control. And then you have other states where they're not doing that. You know, Florida, you had the spring breakers going out and partying. And then Texas, there was a flare-up. So I think it's a regional grade. I'm as much as I don't like lockdowns, they do seem to work to get it under control temporarily. And then you have to follow it with social distancing and wearing masks.
The American Council for Science and Health, invaluable source for getting straight talk and needed life-giving information. Go to the banner at michaelmedved.com. You can read the most recent commentary by Dr. Alex Barrasso and find out more about any questions and, yes, conspiracy theories. We'll be right back on conspiracy theories about September 11th and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedvid.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, let me speak out just for a moment about some of the conspiracy theories concerning the wildfires that we're suffering from right now. The air quality, by the way, for people who don't live in the Puget Sound area or the Portland area, for that matter. If you're not up here in the Northwest, you don't have a real sense of it, but it's all of a sudden it's dangerous to go outside. And maybe this is a blessing while we're still in pandemic mode. It's not a blessing in any sense. This devastation is terrible, the loss of life, the loss of property, the disruption to people's lives. And, of course, people want to make this into some kind of drama or melodrama, where there's a bad guy. I mean, fire is a bad guy, even when it's started by lightning. But there's a piece today in the Washington Post, and actually it's from the AP right here in Seattle, and it says, raging wildfires in the Pacific Northwest have fueled a barrage of false information this week, as unsubstantiated social media posts blame coordinated groups of arsonists from both the far left and the far right for setting the blazes. Officials turned to Facebook on Wednesday and Thursday to squash competing narratives. Some posts blamed far left Antifa activists, and others said it was the far right group, the Proud Boys, who were responsible for fires that have scorched wide swaths of Oregon and Washington State. Remember when we said to follow official sources only, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Oregon posted. Remember when we said rumors make this already difficult incident even harder? Rumors spread just like wildfire, and now our 911 dispatchers and professional staff are being overrun with requests for information and inquiries on an untrue, and that's in capital letters, rumor that six Antifa members have been arrested for setting fires in Douglas County, Oregon. Look, I guess it makes sense in a way, because a lot of the Antifa protesters, a lot of the BLM protesters, were trying to set fire to buildings as part of their urban protests. But there is no reason to believe, there is no evidence whatever, that any of them went out and set these wildfires, or here it says this, that as fires heavily damaged the small Oregon communities of Phoenix and Talent, the Medford Police Department posted on Facebook that officers had not arrested anyone affiliated with the Proud Boys or with Antifa, which is short for anti-fascists, a range of far-left militant groups. Medford Police also debunked a fake graphic spreading online that used the department's logo and a photo from an unrelated 2018 arrest to falsely claim that five Proud Boys had been arrested for arson. Now, you can hate the Proud Boys. You can hate Antifa. I certainly thoroughly dislike. I don't want to use the term hate. But despise Antifa and everything they stand for. But it doesn't help a painful situation to try to impute it to a whole conspiracy where none right now exists. There's also this when it comes to false information, reported by the Associated Press again, and this was on Oregon Live. A video shared across right-wing media claims to show a war camp for Antifa agitators in Portland. The video captured dozens of blue tents spread across two parking lots in southeast Portland. This claim is false. The two adjacent lots shown in the video are temporary homeless camps for unhoused Portland residents, according to two nonprofits that helped install them. The campsites were set up in April, predating racial justice protests that have persisted nightly in Portland since late May. Okay, and then they have the photograph showing these tents up there. It's not a bunch of Antifa activists who have mobilized and come there to fight the police in Portland, though it's bad enough. Look, when it comes to the conspiracies about September 11th, one of the things that the last 19 years of history, I think, have taught is that if there were any basis at all for the claims that the United States government actually did this, that no, it wasn't Islamic extremists, that this was the New World Order, that it was some massive conspiracy. I got something in my, I get all kinds of kooky stuff, and I hope I'm not on some kind of FBI watch list because of stuff that is sent to my email. But there's a group here that just sent me this thing, 9/11 false flag. Federal government's 9/11 whitewash cover-up commission included six members of the Vatican's Jesuit New World Order, treasonous Jesuit-controlled Council on Foreign Relations, and also now three present former members of New World Order's Rockefeller-Brzezinski Trilateral Commission. And it goes on, and they have the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, and the rest of this. This, to me, you ask the same question that you ask about the moon landing. How do we know that we really landed on the moon, right, that it wasn't a fraud? Because if there had been any hint that it was a fraud, the Russians would have said so. If there were any hint that this was actually an inside job, that the U.S. government did it, that the Illuminati did it, then the Al-Qaeda people and the ISIS people and the real-life terrorists who very proudly claim credit for it would have said, no, don't blame us. Don't make war on us. This was actually a staged government job. No one has said anything like that. There hasn't been anything like that, and there's no reason in the world to believe it. And it's lunatic and sick and really ruins lives when people embrace crap like that. And, again, this goes to all of the most beloved conspiracy theories that people, quote, have fun with. It's not fun. It's dark, and it takes you away from a real world where basically happiness in life, success in life, having any kind of life worth living, and that's why the pandemic is so difficult, involves working together with other people, forming lasting relationships with people that you can trust, being part of communities, and not basically believing that the entire world is somehow dominated by these dark forces. The truth of the matter is that the course of humanity has been incredibly positive. And this is what's so important about Steven Pinker's books, Better Angels of Our Nature and Enlightenment Now, which is that if you look by any measure at all, even with the rise of China and even with the continued ongoing turmoil in the Middle East, there is far more good news in the world than bad news. People emerging from poverty, people emerging fairly regularly from tyranny. It was in our lifetime, at least mine, and I think for many of you, that the evil empire of the Soviet Union collapsed. And the idea that Poland is a stalwart ally of the United States and the Czech Republic even had the Velvet Divorce, where Slovakia, which is a different group of people, different cultural heritage and language, and to some extent religion. Okay, Slovakia is its own country now, too. The idea that there is some kind of ongoing plan to force the whole world into some kind of tyranny, and that September 11th was part of it. Look, can we feel grateful, and we should, that our country continues? Does our country have problems with our politics? Sure. Does our country have some economic challenges? Sure. But honest to goodness, if you look out around the world, and you think about that September day, what a beautiful day it was in New York City, with a blue, blue sky, and then these planes start crashing into buildings, and then a plane crashes into the Pentagon. And you know what? When you talk about crashing into the Pentagon, and you think of what that building represents, that building representing the United States military, and you think how much freedom and decency and civilization owes to America and to our military and to the people who serve in counterterror. And yes, the people who serve in law enforcement. And there was, by the way, a brand new poll about law enforcement that I found very encouraging. We will get to that and more. Why are fans for the NFL booing a moment of national unity? It shouldn't be a mystery. Not for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's three times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.